Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, Father, we just ask that let nothing be done of me or anybody else here, but let it all be done of you, Lord. We just ask that you would just come in a mighty way right now, Lord, and just come in for these young peoples, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you would just pull on their hearts, Father, that they would come and learn more of you, Lord. Fill them up and fill us up, and in Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Well, this is the first time I've been asked to speak, and this is the first time I've spoken in front of a large crowd, so we're just going to jump right into it by faith. So we're going to go to Psalm 34:8. Psalm 34:8. Psalm 34:8, it says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man, woman, child that trusteth in him." Now, I was getting ready for this camp, and it's been a long road. I just, the Lord gave me this scripture, and the thought of this sermon is faith. I get asked a lot by young people, what do you believe? What's your religion? And it breaks my heart because, you know, I explained to them, it's not religion. It's a relationship with God. It's a relationship with the Lord. And if they could just see that, if they could just taste it, they would know too. The thought is tasting or trying something new, stepping out in faith. When I was younger, my mom, she would make me try everything. I hated different things like squash and different vegetables, but she would make me try it, and she said, "Just try it, just taste it." And there was a lot of foods that brought sweetness, they brought bitterness, sourness. You know, the Word of God said that it's sweet to the lips, but bitter to the belly. And you have to experience that sweetness, but you also experience the bitterness as well that goes along with it. And, you know, there's been trials in my life that have just brought me closer to Him, and that's what He wants. That's what He wants for each and every one of us. The Lord wants us to be overcomers. That's exactly what He wants. He never intended for any of us to fail, to fall short of what He has for us. We're going to fail. We are going to fail. But let's just see what He has for us. So let's go to 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. It's right before Revelation. Okay. So before I read verses 4 and 5, I want to read 11 through 14. 11 says, "And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him." You know, if you're not a child of God here today, you can become one, and all it takes is that leap of faith, that step, that tasting of faith. And there's plenty of people here that would be willing to help you and to take that step with you. Let's read chapter 4. This is what the message is going to be on. For whatsoever or whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. When I was reading this, oh, the joy that came about my heart to know that it's by faith, and he's showing that to me. It's by faith. You know, and what is faith? Well, faith is the substance of things hoped for. You know, it's the evidence of things not seen. Another way of saying that is faith is a substance. When you have substance of something, it's your wealth. It's weight. There's a weight to it. It's the wealth of things hoped for, the evidence or proof plainly visible of things not seen. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for. It's a firm grasp of faith, an unseen fact. The Lord has given so much to me in my life, and he really, you know, as I go along with the Lord, he's showing me that he must increase and I must decrease. Let nothing be done of me, Lord, and let it all be of you. You know, the power that is in the treasure in earthen vessels, it's his power. It is his power and his power alone, you know. Thinking about, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. When you take Jesus as your Savior, he gives you everything brand new. He gives you a new life. It's his life that he gives you. And that life is an overcoming life. Our faith conquers the world by clinging to the eternal realities of what Christ has already done. He's already completed it. He said it is finished on the cross for you and for me. Thinking about stepping out in faith, how I can explain it a little bit more. When I was younger, the first time I learned to ride a bike, my dad went into the garage. He was going to put the training wheels on. And in my mind, I think I was probably about eight or nine. In my mind, my dad walked away. And I thought, in my mind, I can do this. I can ride a bike. I don't need no training wheels. So I jumped on the bike, and we lived on a hill. And I jumped on the bike and started riding down the hill. And it was great. I was toodaloo, you know. I was gone. I was riding. And it was wonderful. And I looked behind me, and all of a sudden, bang, I hit a parked car. And, you know, that's what can happen if you look behind you. You look at the things behind you, is you know, you're gonna hit that parked car. But by the grace of God, the first person that picked me up, it was my dad. My dad picked me up. And he carried me. He carried me all the way up, laid me down, and made me feel okay. You know, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a preacher at all. But Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Precious hearts, there's going to be trials. There's going to be things that come your way going through life, you know, that this world is so against us. It's going against the grain. I remember Brother Hill used to say, you know, any old dead fish can float downstream, but it takes a live one to swim up it. And it really does. And how do we do that? It's by faith. By faith. You know, and how do we please God? Lord, I just want to please you. I just want you to be magnified, you know. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. You know, the Lord wants us to be testimonies. The Lord really wants you and me to be testimonies. We are his workmanship. He's the one that does the work in us, not us. He's the one that's going to do that. He said, I will perfect that which concerneth you. I will perfect that which concerneth you. You know, I've been thinking a lot of the trials of what he's brought me through. And the whole time thinking about it, I knew the Lord was real. I grew up in the church, you know, but I had to take it for myself. I had a taste of it. One of the hardest things growing up in high school was I didn't feel that I didn't fit in. And, of course, that's true. We're not going to fit in, you know. We're not of this world. We're of the living God, you know. And there was a time that I felt like my friends weren't my friends. And the enemy came in as a flood, and he came in and he wanted to steal something from me. He wanted to steal, kill, and destroy. He wanted to take my life. You know, these thoughts of suicide came in, and I felt that I was all alone. But the whole time, Jesus was right there with me. You know, David said, yeah, though I make my bed in hell, thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And so I thought to myself, oh, Lord, I know you're real, but I just want a best friend. I just want somebody that I can love. That's what it is. You know, the Bible says that it's not good for man to live alone. You know, and that's the way that Jesus has it. He doesn't want to be alone. What is it if somebody was to have the whole world, but no one to share it with? So I began to pray and pray specifically. And sure enough, the Lord sent me my best friend, my wife, you know, my equal. And man, what a victory. What a victory in it. And it doesn't just stop there. You know, it doesn't just stop at just tasting of what the Lord has for you. You know, maybe you got a little taste, you're saved. That's a wonderful thing. I got a best friend that in high school, he was saved. He tasted of this. And you know, as we grew older, we kind of fell apart a little bit, you know. Our timing wasn't there, and that friend, he died by suicide, and I just wish that I could just contact him and just let him know that, you know, there's more than just being saved. Precious hearts, get filled. The Lord wants to give you his gifts. All things are from him and by him, and all things consist through him. You know, the Lord wants us to come to him. He'll heal your broken heart. I cried for months on end, 7 months. I felt all alone. I didn't want to share it with anybody. I was sitting there and he says, cry out to me, call on me, and I will show you great and mighty things. Call on me. You know, the Lord wants us to call on him, and he'll do it. You know, the Holy Spirit, it's amazing. Brother Hines brought out, you know, I was thinking, what is the Holy Spirit? What is the Holy Spirit to me? Well, we're talking about GPSs nowadays, and, you know, well, the Holy Spirit is kind of like a GPS, except way better. I mean, he's going to lead you and guide you into all truth. He's the comforter. It's necessary for him to be there with you. You know, and the Holy Spirit is not only a blessing, but he's the blesser. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. It's necessary for you. He'll give that to you. He wants to give it to you. He wants to give it to you more than you want it for yourself. You know, the Lord, He looks on the heart. He looks on the heart. You know, David was a man after God's own heart. But David was a failure. He failed in many things. He had a man killed named Uriah. Sent him to the front line to steal his wife. And man, how could that be? How could that be? But yet God saw it fit to bless that man, to make him a full overcomer. And that's what He wants to do with you and me. Precious hearts, you know, thinking about what Jesse has been preaching about, come boldly to the throne of grace to find mercy, to find grace in a time of need. I used to be that cool guy. I used to think I was that cool guy, you know, that, you know, I would think, oh, that's not me. Hold it in, hold it in, hold it in. No, no. The Lord wants you to let that out. Call on Him. Give that to Him. He wants you to come to Him. He's the best. He is the best father, the best lover, the best friend. He sticks closer than a brother. He does. You know? And you may not be going through a lot right now. And you may think that this isn't for me, but it's for everybody. There's going to be a time that's going to come where you're going to be tested. You know, what type of craftsman would he be if he didn't test his work? You know, I'm a plumber. I build buildings, plumbing, and we test our work. You know, if we were just for example, a water system, they got water piping and stuff like that. Well, they test it. They fill it with air and they check for leaks. And if they don't do that, they just put water to it. It'll just flood it, and all that work is ruined. The Lord's not gonna have you fail. He's not going to test you more than you're able. He's not. You know, it says fear the Lord. I wanted to talk about that. Fear the Lord. A lot of people think, you know, you got to be scared of the Lord. That's not it at all. The fear of the Lord is a clean fear. There's two types of fears. The first one is the clean fear. You know, it's a respect of somebody. It's a fear of hurting their feelings, you know. What type of person, what type of father would he be if you were scared of him? You wouldn't have a relationship with the Father. You wouldn't if you were just scared of him. But that's not what He wants. He wants us to come boldly to Him, and He'll do it. Another translation for this in 1 John is a New Living Translation. It says, for every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Father. Our faith conquers the world by clinging to those eternal realities. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste it. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. You're blessed. You are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. It's Him that does it. It says, now are we the sons of God. Not later. Now. And He's going to do it. Precious hearts, like I said, I'm not a preacher. I'm not. You know, a lot of people see, you know, the gift that the Lord has given to me, but in all reality, it's His. Everything is His. It's all His. You know, it's not necessarily a borrowed gift, but in the sense, I am borrowing it. But He's not going to take it away from me. That's not what I'm saying. But it's His. Everything. I am that I am by the grace of God. You know, when I was talking to Jesse earlier, it was like, somebody told me that he had a flesh-eating disease. on his leg, and I just was thinking about it, and how it was kind of ironic, you know, it was just kind of coincidence that, you know, our pastor, he's got a disease that eats away the flesh, but that's what God wants. He wants to eat that flesh away, and the more that you go with him, you know, I'm beginning to understand that he must increase, and I must decrease. Everything is of him. You know, I was talking to my neighbor, and just sharing with him some things, and he brought up the point of ego, you know, pride. This world today is all about pride. Do it for yourself. Be selfish. But that's exactly what the opposite of what the Lord wants for us. No, that's not it at all. You know, young people today, you guys are going through it. It's a hard thing. It's a very hard thing. Everybody's telling you that to be selfish and all the social medias is all about self and promote self. No. You know what ego stands for? Edging God out. It's exactly what you're doing. You're edging God out. You have a proud heart. You have a proud being. You're pushing away the best thing. You're pushing God out. You're pushing him away from you. And that's not what he wants. You know, the other day, actually yesterday, I was cooking some chicken. And I got a new grill, and I thought I was doing really well. Man, it smelled great. It smelled great. And I'm like, oh, man, I was getting prideful. Man, this is going to be good. I was like, oh. Well, I got in my head. That ego started to come up. And what did I do? I burned myself. I grabbed onto the hot stove or the hot skillet and burned myself. I got the burns on my hands right now. And immediately the Lord spoke to me. And he says, now, who's able to do it? Who is it? It's not you. I said, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. It's all of you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, precious hearts. We walk by faith and not by sight. There's going to be times where you're not going to know where you're walking. It's going to be blind. It's going to be dark. There's going to be things that come against you. But just have faith. Take that faith. Trust in him. That he that had performed the good work in you will perform that good work. And he'll perfect it. Thank you, Lord. This is the first time that I've been up here. And I've been to camp, and it's amazing. It really is. It's amazing to see what the Lord has done. The Lord, I'll share a little bit about my testimony, you know, how I said with my wife, you know, that through the darkest times, I failed. I not only failed my wife, I failed myself. You know, I was walking not according to the truth. I was walking according to the world. You know, I was tasting of the things that the enemy has. You know, the enemy's here to steal, kill, and destroy. He wanted to take that from me. And I remember I was going to give up. We were going to go through a divorce. You know, that's what was going to happen. And I remember sitting in my condo and by myself and praying, Lord, you promised this. You promised this to me. You have this. And he just came in and just soothed me. And just came in and soothed me and said, I got this. I got this. And precious hearts, yes, I failed. You're going to fail. But like I said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And he not only gave us a new relationship, he didn't recycle it. No, he gave us something brand new, and that's what he wants to do. He wants to give you something brand new. He wants to take you. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. He's going to give you that life, that brand new life. And it's going to be wonderful. It is. It just bubbles up inside and it overflows. We are vessels of His mercy. It's nothing of us. It is nothing of us. David, he grasped that. He grasped that grace. It said that David, when he went up against Goliath, he took 5 smooth stones with him. Well, he was taking grace with him. He took grace with him. And that Goliath, that big giant that was in front of him, he said, who art thou? You're nobody. You're nobody. You're going to fall into my hands by the living God. Precious hearts, it's His faith. It's His faith that's in us. He's the one that gives us the faith. Excuse me for a second. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. The Lord's already made a way for you. Now, are you going to take that and believe it? If you're not filled here today, take the faith. Take a step out in faith and trust that He's the one that's going to do it. He'll give it to you. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Precious hearts, in Isaiah 40:30, it says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Amen. So you're going to fail, and that's okay. But go with God. When you go with God, you're going to get real discouraged with you. Everybody does. Everybody does. You're going to start to see that it's nothing of me. It's all of you. But He's able. He's able. When Jesse asked me to speak, it was the enemy came in as a flood. The enemy came in as a flood, and it's like, how dare you stand up there with what has been going on, where you came from? But He takes the beggar from the dunghill, out of the ashes, He takes you. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. It is of Him. It's His faith. It's His mercy. It's His grace. I am that what I am by the grace of God. And that faith, it's by grace. It's His gift. He wants to give that to you. He does. Everything's His. It's His grace. All inspiration is given to us by God. Faith is real seeing. It is. When you taste of it, it says, taste, oh, taste. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Trust Him. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know exactly what you're going through, but I know who my Father is. I know that He's the one that will perform it. As we go, I just ask that you just take that state, take that step towards faith, and know that it's the victory that overcomes the world. It is. It is the victory that overcomes the world. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Even in our unbelief, There's going to be times where you're not going to believe. He says, even in my unbelief, he abides faithful. He abides faithful. It's like, man, I'm just overwhelmed. It's like, Lord, you got this. You got this. No. Precious hearts, now is the time. Like we've heard this morning, now is the time to awake out of sleep. You know, perilous times shall come. You know, there's going to be hard times, and that's what we see. There's so much going in this world, you know, and we don't want to miss it. The Father, he wants a bride for his son. He wants that. He wants that best friend. The way I can explain it is a best friend. It's like, you know, when you're younger, you may not think of marriage or a girlfriend or anything like that, but that's okay. It's that companionship. It's that best friend that he wants. He'll be with you all the way. He will. Trust him for it. You know? I'm just so thankful. I can think of so many things that the Lord's brought me out of. That He's brought me out of. I'll go ahead and say it. I was in a bad way. I was in a bad way. You know, the world had me. The enemy had me. I was looking for friendship in the wrong places. And the whole time, you know, it just, the more I would search, the emptier I got. The emptier that I got. And it hit me. I was at a party. And this was the last time I stopped all that nonsense. I was at a party. And this was a college party. And it was a girl. She was unconscious. She was on the ground in the mud. And I stumbled across her, and I was shocked. I was shocked that all these other people were around, and nobody helped her. And I picked her up and brought her into the house, and it was cold outside, and everybody started making fun of me. Oh, look at you, goody two-shoe. They start calling me names. And that's the enemy. They start just sitting there just calling, making fun of me. And I felt the Lord just convicting my heart, like, this isn't for you. This isn't your crowd. No. No, now are we the sons of God. Now are we the sons of God. Precious hearts, you know, the Bible talks about being equally yoked. You know, don't partake with those people and fall into that, you know. Take what the Lord has for you in your life. And believe him for it. Believe him. I can just say one thing. It's all of him. It's nothing of me. I'm not a good speaker. I'm not anything like that. It's all him. You know, I'll speak a little bit about the gift that he's given me. He's given me the gift of interpretation. And when that first started to come on, I started having a dream. I started having a daydream about just sitting in the pew and just having such a conviction, not a conviction, but just a tugging on my heart. And the Lord gave me a vision of just letting it all go, you know, and I was scared. I was so scared that, you know, who am I? I'm nobody. I'm nobody. And the enemy wants to beat you up. And he wants you to think that. But the Lord, he's the one that did it. And I let him do it. You know, as you go, just let the Lord have his way in your heart. Let the Lord have his way. You know, David cried out to the Lord. You know, there's a song it's called Hallelujah. It goes a little bit like this. You know, I heard their words, a secret chord that David sang and it pleased the Lord, but you don't care for music really, do you? You know, well, it goes like this, the first, the fifth, you know, hallelujah. He was singing. He was crying out of a pure heart. He was coming out of a pure heart, you know, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, you know. It's what is on the heart. It's what's inside here that matters. That's what the Lord wants. He wants your praises. He wants, it's a sweet-smelling savor to him. It's such a sweet-smelling savor. It said, the Bible says, sacrifices and burnt offerings thou wouldest not. He doesn't want that. He wants those praises. He wants you to come and draw near. You know, he wants to be your all in all. And that's what he is to me. And that's what he is to you. You know, now are we the sons of God. We're born into his family now. You know, and he's going to take you from glory to glory. You know, he's going to take you to those mountaintops. And then he's going to take you to those valleys. And even in those valleys, you may get discouraged. You will get discouraged. But he's going to make a way. And he's already made the way. He's already made the way. Precious hearts. You guys are precious. Don't you know that? This is the time that the Lord wants us to rule and reign now. Now he has this for you. He wants to grow you up. He wants to grow us all up. To what he has for us. He wants to change us into the likeness of his son. He has that for you. And he'll do it. He'll do it. You know, as this camp goes, just come and worship the Lord. Come and worship the Lord. Cry out to him. Cry out to him. It's okay. It is okay. It's okay to cry out. No, you don't have to be a macho man or anything like that. You know, Saul, a lot of people thought, Saul and David, I'll just back up a little bit. Saul, before David was king, Saul was king. He was chosen of God. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, he was a man's man. Real strong, good looking. And everybody saw him. He was the people's choice. Everybody saw him and there was just, oh man, they were just googly-eyed over this guy because he was so handsome and stuff. But David, not David, he was just a little farm boy. That was it. That was it. He was nothing. You know? Saul, one of the biggest things with Saul is he let his pride, his ego get in the way. He did, you know? And he wasn't obedient to God because the Lord gave him these gifts. And he started to think, oh man, I'm somebody. I am somebody. And then he disobeyed God. He did. And the Lord took that from him. Saul ended up, he fell on his sword. He killed himself. And David, on the other hand, Saul hunted David because David, on the other hand, he was God's choice. You know, he looked on the heart. He was nothing. It was nothing fleshly about David. He was just God's choice, you know. And Saul hunted David, and David got a chance. He had a chance to kill Saul, but he didn't. He obeyed God, and even when Saul killed himself, David's heart smote him. He was so sad because Saul had missed it. He was sad for his brother. Saul had missed it. You know? Precious hearts, don't miss it. Don't miss it. The Lord has something for you. He has something for each and every one of you. Don't miss it. By grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God,
lest any man should boast. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Precious hearts. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let's just come and worship. Just come and worship. Come and worship. Come and worship. These altars are open. If you're not filled, we'll pray with you. Anybody who's here to pray with you, come and worship. This is for you.